Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's the bottom of the hour. Here comes the top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this April the 2nd. Get us live. Don't be fooling nobody.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
John Boy and Billy.
Yo!
Mad Max here.
Hey, Max!
Hey, I hear y'all got these boys on the show. What was that lace? Rob Becker? Got that Rob. Broadway show?
Oh, yeah, the caveman.
About men being cavemen. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, like that, everybody making the whole professions out of the difference between men and women. All them stupid books and lectures, comedians.
Yeah.
I guess it can be fun, but I tell you, Rob, I listen to you. Now, I'm kind of with you on that caveman deal. Because
right?
If my whole life consists of how that I can better get along with my wife, take a club and beat me with it. Now, I'm going to break it down for you women and men. This is going to be a service to you as well. I got 25 things, women, that we men want you to know. Learn these. Just 25 things, and you'll understand us. Everything will be all right.
That
we can live
simple.
Happily ever after.
Okay.
All right? Number one, learn to work the toilet seat.
Hmm.
If it's up, don't come tell us about it. Put it down yourself.
All right.
Number two, don't cut your hair. Ever. Number three, don't make us guess. We hate that. Number four, if you ask a question you don't want an answer to, expect an answer you don't want to hear.
Mm.
Number five, sometimes we're not thinking about you. You must learn to live with it. Number six, we're never thinking about, quote, the relationship. Number seven, get rid of your cat. No, it's not different. It's just like every other cat. Number eight, dogs are better than any cats, period. Number nine, Sunday equals sports. Number 10, shopping is not everybody's idea of a good time. Number 11, anything you wear is fine. Really? Number 12, you have enough clothes. Number 13, you have too many shoes. Number 14, crying is blackmail. Use it if you must, but don't expect us to like it. Number 15, Your brother is an idiot. Number 16. Ask for what? Number 16.
Number 16.
Yeah. Ask for what you want. Subtle hints don't work.
Okay.
Number 17. No, we don't know what day it is. We never will. Mark anniversaries. Number 18. Share the bathroom. Number 19. Share the closet. Number 20. Yes and no are perfectly acceptable answers. Number 21. A headache that lasts for 17 months is a problem. See a doctor. Number 22. Nothing says I love you like sex in the morning. Number 23. Foreign films are best left to foreigners. Number 24. Check your oil. And number 25, don't give us 50 rules when 25 will do.
All right.
John Boy, did that do it?
Yeah.
Bye. John Boy and Billy, y'all have a nice day.
Bye.
John Boy and Billy.
A woman fixing a car. That's like a pig trying to read.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio.
Ready? Not ready for drive time, players? Yeah, look at us. All right, well, let's act.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Byrne here with another John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Not So Fast. Our story opens at Brushywood Zoo as Miss Birchdale, Director of Operations, is on the phone with her secretary.
And make sure we've got lots of media coverage for the grand opening of the Warthog exhibit. Okay, thanks, Denise. No, I'll be out of pocket for a few minutes. I'm stopping by the tortoise exhibit to chat with our new hire, Martin. No, Denise, he's not slow. He's just slow. Yeah, he takes his time. Oh, he's a measured person. What's that? You say you saw him eating paint chips. Well, I'm sure it's unrelated. Look, like I gotta go, Denise. I'm at the tortoise exhibit. Oh, okay, hey, there you are, Martin. I've been looking for you.
Here I am.
I see. Well, how are things going?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. I'm talking to you, Martin. How are things going?
Well, I have to say, it's a lot faster pace than I'd counted on.
Well, we thought that the tortoise exhibit was nice and manageable for you.
I was hoping to wrangle the sloths. Or maybe the banana slugs. Tortoises. Phew.
Well, the grounds look very nice. You did a great job with the raking and all the trimming and whatnot.
Thanks.
Yeah, and the...
A lot.
Oh, you are very welcome. And the paint job on the fence, wow, it is very professional.
I did my best.
Well, it's amazing how you did...
Under the circumstances.
Wait a minute. Martin, where are the tortoises?
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
Where are they?
Well, I just opened the door and... Whoosh!
Son of a...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Paint chip. They're cool ranch.
Oh, gotcha.
Tune in next time when we'll hear one of the new warthogs say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Still another prize pack for you in less than 30 minutes from right now, y'all. It's a big show. Oh, let somebody better tell me than me. Tell you than me. All right.
John Boy and Billy, Big Show, that's still speaking him up, you.
Oh, it's you, Marcel. What am I doing? Well, when I'm not hanging up on racing Fat Boy and trying to cure Babs of her terminal blondness, I'm listening to my two favorite straight white Southern boys, John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Oh, Marcel, just stop. No, I won't tell Randy you said hello.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio.
Hey, National Peanut Butter Jelly Sandwich Day. We learned earlier. Taylor, I was wondering that song, Peanut Butter Jelly and a Baseball Bat. Is that what you were thinking about?
Yes, too? It was.
I said, when Taylor gets here, man, how's it about that?
Boom.
The peanut butter. Yeah, I guess Biden and them could have, you know, on Easter Sunday, there's something just in my car. I didn't say nothing about it yesterday, but then somebody was talking about it this afternoon. Man, you know that? Yeah. They declared like it was Transgender Visibility Day on Easter Sunday. This is what the White House came up with. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it had to be, you know, that. They couldn't, you know, be like on Easter Monday or something like that. That's just a holiday that North Carolina observes.
Well, there's all those people already dressed in frilly clothes, you know. So.
Yes, so. And then the Easter egg roll, too. And by the way, no religious messages or symbols on the Easter eggs that kids would paint.
Okay.
For the White House Easter egg roll as well. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, all right. Does transgender need to be more visible? Okay. That's good on Easter Sunday. No religious symbols. On Easter, you know, it's pretty much a religious holiday. Do y'all know that?
Okay. Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure whether Biden does. They said, you know, do you know the deal there, Biden, about Jesus, you know, was crucified, buried, and then the third day he came out of the tomb? He said, oh, yeah, if he saw a shadow, it was six more weeks
okay.
of winter.
He said, come on, man.
Unbelievable. All right. So mainly, happy Easter to you.
Any jelly beans?
Happy peanut butter jelly sandwich day. All right, we can all deal with that. Okay, fine. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Our man Mark Packard traveling today. We'll catch up with him a little bit later this week. Celebrate North Carolina State as one of the Final Four. They'll be playing Purdue. And, of course, salute you Alabama fans hanging in there. Look at your Crimson Tide going to play UConn in their Final Four game. We'll see what happens with that this weekend. First, what are we going to do for Pack Spot? How about backyard b-ball when we were kids, isn't it?
The Oak Street Tarantulas. Their dynasty has crumbled in the offseason. The Cedar Street Bullfrogs, thirsty for victory after a long dry spell. Today, the Bullfrogs try to steal one away right in the Tarantula's backyard. Literally, this is Backyard B-Ball on NBS.
NBS Sports presents Backyard B-Ball. Brought to you by your dad's MasterCard. Your ticket to a world of grown-up stuff, as long as your dad doesn't know you've got it. And by Butt Wiper. When you say Butt Wiper, you've said it all.
Hello again, everybody. Red Peters, along with Scotty Skrudominski, here in Tommy Jordan's backyard for another afternoon of Backyard B-Ball. We're in for a short season, but we're still looking forward to some great action.
And you know, there's no better way to kick it off than the game we got here today, which is a rematch of last year's championship series.
Of course, the Tarantulas are definitely not the same team as last year. Milo Jordan turned 13 during the offseason. He's now too cool to play with the younger kids. Luckily, his brother Petey's still in the game, so we still get to use the Jordan's backyard.
Yeah, and the Bugs are also opening the season without Scotty Griffin, who got braces over the Christmas break. You know, word around the league is that Scotty still wants to play, but his mom and dad say they spent too much money to risk him busting his mouth open over, in their words, some stupid game.
Well, miss all metal mouth. Well, the Bullfrogs are not without their problems behind the scenes as well. We'll bring you up to date on that a little later. We'll be back with a tip-off after this brief timeout.
A knife that can cut through a shoe and still slice a tomato. 1995. First two volumes in the Dukes of Hazzard Collector Series, $9.95. Chatting with a friendly blonde chick who doesn't know you're only 12 years old, $2.99 a minute. Hours of laughs with your idiot buddies, priceless. Your dad's MasterCard. Master the possibilities.
All righty, we're back, and here we go. Bullfrogs control the tip, working it inside to Big Stu Jabbar, who lays it off the glass for the game's first 2 points.
You know, Red, it's not really glass. It's actually compressed fiberboard with a coat of white paint on it.
I think they know what I mean, Scrody.
I tell you, Big Stu could be the difference in this game today. We all remember his long, nasty holdout over money, and I guess it eventually paid off because he got his allowance bumped up to $5 a week. Seems to have kept himself in pretty good shape during the offseason, too.
Yeah, Tarantulas bring the ball across the line. The new guy, point guard Scooter Rodman, is really the spark plug of this team. He can't find an open man. Fires it in for 3-point lands. Count it! Tarantula's lead 3-2. And whoa! Scooter steals the inbounds pass. Fires up another three. Yes! 6-2 Tarantula.
Hot start for Scooter. He's causing quite a stir lately. Told everybody he likes to use his sister's easy bake oven. Always outrageous, this guy.
Well, Rodman loves the spotlight. Maybe a little too much, but the kid can play ball, and I guess that's all that matters.
And the Bullfrogs want a timeout. New man checking in the game here. Hey, call me crazy, Red. It looks like Emmanuel Lewis, the guy from TV's Webster.
That's Webster!
First Master P, Garth Brooks. What's with these celebrities trying to live out their fantasies by playing sports? I mean, look at this guy. 40 years old, he's still the shortest player on the court.
Yeah, Webster drives toward a basket. Oh, he's hammered by the Tarantula's enforcer, Stinky Sprewell. Blatant cheap shot right there.
You know, Sprewell's been nothing but problems since he joined this league. This is his first game coming off that suspension for giving Coach Dan the atomic wedgie last year.
Looks like he's picked up right where he left off. But you know, Scroat, since my arrest for giving a ride to that transvestite prostitute, I'm a big believer in second chances.
Anything you say, Red.
By the way, it really was just a ride, you know, and he really did look like a woman.
Let's just concentrate on the game, Red.
All right, Webster's crying. He's being helped off the court. Looks like his comeback gonna be a short one. No pun intended. Say hi to Alex Karras on the way back down, Webb.
Hey, who is this coming in to shoot the free throws? Looks like the world's oldest Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh, that's little Mike Brady. Not the most talented guy on the court, but he's scrappy. Guy's a coach's dream. A true little general.
Now, you do know that his dad has packed up the grill for the winter, don't you?
Like you said, he's a fat tub of goo. But he still manages to sink both free throws. And, Tommy Jordan's mom is back from the grocery store. She's yelling for everybody to help her carry the bags in the house. That means it's halftime. Tarantula's on top, 6-4. We'll be back with the second half right after this.
But...
Now, how is that supposed to sell root beer?
I want to remind you this broadcast is copyrighted by the Backyard Basketball Association and is presented solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other use of this coverage without the express permission of Backyard Ball Incorporated is subject to a very severe butt-whooping. Red Peters along with Scott Skrodominski back for the second half of today's game. Tarantulas have the ball and a 6-4 lead.
One change for the Tarantulas. Scooter Rodman, Mr. Outrageous, has left the game, says he's going to bake some cupcakes for his sister's birthday party.
And for him is Buddy Ray Mutombo, who last year was averaging 12 points a game, but this year, he's just not up to speed. What's the story there, Scruddy?
Well, here's another guy that's plagued by troubles in the offseason. I mean, his parents were on Jerry Springer last month. That's got to be a tough break for any kid. You know, Mom actually seems pretty happy now that she's moved in with her husband's sister, but, you know, the razzing from the kids at school, let's put this guy into a real tailspin.
Well, Tarantulas get the ball to Mutombo right away. He bounces it off his foot. Bullfrog's ball. Mike McGuire over from the foul line. It's good, and we're tied at 6.
Yeah, McGuire still holds the all-time league record, 70 points in a game, although there is an asterisk in the book due to Mike's use of performance enhancers.
Well, we should point out that although Mountain Dew is banned in baseball and football, it's still on the list of approved substances for backyard ball.
And, you know, that's got to change, Red. I mean, way too many kids' lives being messed up by that caffeine and citrus kick. Remember, kids, don't do the do.
Now, this wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that your uncle drives a Yoo-Hoo truck. Would it?
Just call the game, jackass.
Tarantulas feed the ball to Mutombo again. He looks for Eric Lynch on the baseline. Ball sails over Lynch's head and, bounces right off of Mrs. Jordan's Nissan Pathfinder.
Oh, boy. Looks like the ball's left a dent in the door. Oh, here comes Mrs. Jordan.
That is one unhappy woman. She's going for the ball.
Mrs. Jordan grabs son Petey by the arm. She's dragging him in the house. She's taking the ball, too. Yep, that's just going to about do it.
Oh, boy. Well, we really don't have any other alternatives here. Terry Taylor's goal doesn't have a net. Mike Martin's father's got an RV parked in his driveway. The only other option is for everybody to go over to Citizen Randy's house.
Yeah, we know there's not a snowball's chance of that happening, so, well, I guess that's the ball game.
Well, here we go again. Another season of backyard b-ball in jeopardy because of a lockout. Unbelievable.
Of course, NBS Sports will be standing by to bring you any breaking news or any really good butt-whooping stories.
But for now, that's it from Jordan's house on Oak Street for Scott Skrodominski. I'm Red Peters, reminding you the final score. Tarantula 6, Bullfrog 6. So long, everybody!
Backyard B-Ball is a presentation of NBS Sports, the network where the really cool guys hang out.
All right, maybe a little after we were kids because I had a car alarm. You know, we didn't have those back then. Yeah. We didn't even have seat belts. Yeah, a little old. That's all right. We'll be all right.
Your alarm was,
y'all. Well, let's play Wordy Word for the big old Bull Snot prize pack. $120 worth of Bull Snot cleaning products made in the USA. Salute our truck drivers that keep America moving. Bull Snot, make sure they look good doing it. Look for Bull Snot at truck stops across America. You can go to brownox.com. So when you're at thebigshow.com, click on that Bull Snot banner, get your info. Come on, play for it right now. We do it next. Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code Big Show. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code Big Show.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio. Fun on Tuesday, April the 2nd. And we got our featured track from the Big Show BitBot. It's brought to you by the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th, Charlotte Motor Speedway. It's the Crocodile Stalker in search of the Easter Bunny. Still looking.
Check it out at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Wade from Ellaville, Georgia. Good morning, Wade.
What's going on there, buddy?
Hey, you are, buddy. Yeah, we got Matthew from Fairview, West Virginia. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Big
Good
Show.
Good morning. All right, boys. West Virginia versus Georgia. Matthew, that's Wade. Wade, that's Matthew. Hey, man.
Howdy, howdy.
And Matthew Wade, my youngest son's name. Wade's my daddy's name. Matthew Wade. How about that?
Amazing.
I know. Jackie pointed out. Probably went right by me. Way to be alert. All right, then. We got the teams, Matthew and Marcy. And then is John Boyd and Wade. All right, then. So, Matthew, you're going to relax for the first 30 seconds and see what me and Wade can put on the board. That's the plan here. So, Wade, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, then. Start the clock now. When you're fishing, you do a blank and release.
Catch.
Yes. You jump in this briar rabbit. Don't throw me in the
briar patch.
Yes, rhymes with it. Make up a blank of this beer.
Batch.
Yes. All right. Gobble gobble says the
turkey.
Yes. All right. This is married man. The kind of car his wife drives.
Minivan.
Bam! Wow. Good work there, Wade. Put a 5 on the board.
Wade, chill. Oh, I got it.
I was about to freak out over Patch. I didn't realize that. Good work. Okay. So, Matthew and Marcy, you got a 5 to shoot for here on round 1. Wait a minute, Marcy's
no
all...
thing. Let's go.
Doing that thing that the Tater's Bugs not... Bunny cartoons had where she would run out of the room and just a little poof would be left with
she's
a couple
running
of
around
pins.
The studio. Are you all right, baby?
My headphones work. My headphones quit.
Okay. Yeah. You all right now? All right. I think we're ready here. Matthew,
what's
all right.
happening? What's going on? All right.
Matthew and Marcy, brand new word, and go.
All right. This instrument is depicted as being played in heaven by angels.
Harp.
Yes. You put a picture in one of these in the old days.
Frame.
Yes. Hey, what's your blank, Wade? I mean, well, you told me. Wade Bert. Is your blank.
Name.
Yes, sorry. Hey, it rhymes with it. Let's go play a blank.
Fort game.
Yes.
Fort game.
Hey, when something's not cool, it rhymes with it. It's blank.
Lame.
Yes, rhymes with it. Oh, you have no blank, meaning you'll do anything. You have no...
Shame.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable that y'all put a 6 on the board in the middle of all that.
I know, right?
I know, man.
Matthew's man.
Matthew, all right. Takes the lead by 1, 6-5. All right, Wade, let's see what we can do here on round 2. All right, you ready? Okay. A new word, start the clock now. You stake your...
Claim.
Yes, rhymes with it. It's the... Yes. Rhymes with it. The Hall of...
Fame.
Yes. Rhymes with it. He's not wild. He is the animal.
Tame.
Yes. Rhymes with it. Your gun. Take careful on your gun. You point it. You what? Your gun.
Aim.
Yes.
Aim.
All right. Good deal. So another 5 on that board. A 10 score for Wade. And Wade, way to go with same. You know?
It's the.
Rhymes with it. Yeah. I know, man. All right, 10 on the board.
I thought Matthew was a great mind reader. Wow. My goodness.
Well, let's see. The table is set for Marcy and Matthew. 4 will tie. 5 will win it.
Rhyming.
You ready, Matthew?
Let's do it.
And go.
All right, don't blank me if it goes wrong.
Blame.
Uh-huh. Hey, a four-leaf clover is this. A rabbit's foot is?
Lucky. Uh-huh. Lucky charm.
Hey, pick this up. It's 1 cent. Pick it up.
Penny.
Uh-huh. Hey, at Christmas, you give these to other your family.
Gifts,
yes.
Presents.
Tied up.
A small body of water. You go fishing in the old...
Lake, pond.
Yes.
Pond for the win. Yeah, you did it.
Woo, woo, woo!
Marcy, most surprised one in the room.
Was I talking really loud? I'm sorry, Matthew.
Doggone it, Wade. What a player, buddy, to come up a little short, but we want you to try again sometime in the near future, all right?
All right, I appreciate it, guys.
Dude, you were good.
All right, Wade, you were, man. Thank you, buddy. Have a great day down to Ellaville. Look at you, Matthew. Prize pack, $120 worth of bull snot products headed up to Fairview for your victory.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You got it, bud. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Bit request time. Charles Miller from Rosalie, Alabama, says, I don't know about everyone else, but I enjoy the entire show. Well, thank you, Charles. It says, my favorite part is deep thoughts. Well, let's take care of that some for you, Charles. We got Mary, what's her name? Yeah. Zach's girlfriend. I got it. Yeah.
Jane.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Charles. She's coming up next. Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. Every Monday through Friday, about this time, we answer a bit request. Hit us up. Shoot us a line at thebigshow.com. Charles Miller. Now, Rosalie, Alabama. Here you go, Charles.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Zach, the weed guy's girlfriend, Mary Jane.
Yo to the hoes. Hey, dude asses. Yo, what's crack-a-lackin'? Y'all good?
We all good.
Well, I'm good, too. Good. Thanks for asking. Y'all, I've just been sitting around the house thinking about stuff. You know, I'm going to ask you. You want to hear something?
Yeah. Sure.
Y'all so cool. Hold, please.
She'll be right with him.
There he
is. Oh, for goodness sake. All right.
Don't judge.
You do you.
Listen, right. Guys. Yeah. I got up this morning and I put on a pair of my skinny jeans. Mm-hmm. So far, they don't seem to be working. My email password got hacked again. Mm. What a pain. This is the third time, y'all, I've had to rename my dog. Hey. Can I say happy birthday to my grandma?
Sure.
She just turned 95. Wow. Thanks, dudes. Believe it or not, she still doesn't need glasses, y'all.
Really?
Wow. She drinks straight out of the bottle, man. She's a rock star.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, please.
They should make a GPS just for old people. Mm. First, it tells you how to get there. Then it tells you why you went there. Y'all need it.
Hey,
I don't mean to pick on old people. I mean, I got no room to talk. I still have to sing a song I learned in kindergarten to remember where a letter comes in the alphabet. Mold. Back in the 90s, I was the coolest kid in the neighborhood because I had a Sony PlayStation.
Wow.
Now people walk up to me at Target and tell me my phone flashlight is on.
Yeah.
Hate the iPhone. Mm. I bought some wine at IKEA the other day.
Some wine?
Wine. It's just a bunch of grapes and an Allen wrench.
That's IKEA for you.
Yeah.
I think if somebody was telling me they shrunk my kids, calling me honey would just piss me off.
Watching some old movies.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot more online shopping lately, y'all. Mm. It combines my two favorite things. Spending money and not leaving the house. And I was thinking the only way I'm coming to your yard is if you're making actual milkshakes.
Hey,
Hey.
Hey.
I came up with a way to combine having a snack and exercising.
Hmm.
I put a big bowl of Cheetos on top of the Roomba and followed it around the house.
That's very good.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
You need to always remember, there's no rule on karaoke night that says you can't sing. You can't sing.
Oh, please.
This was funnier in my head. Yeah. Says you can't. No one says you can't sing the Weird Al version of a song.
He cracked you up.
I'm sorry. And I knew what I was going to say. Listen, if somebody makes you mad, instead of saying, go to hell, you should say, go to CVS at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Because that's way worse, man. And that chick that scanned my stuff at the supermarket yesterday was rude and unhelpful. And she kind of smelled like she'd been drinking.
Ooh.
But I guess that's what I get for using the self-checkout. She knows what I'm talking about. All right, dudes. I'm going to do one more for you.
Okay. All right.
The world would be a way cooler place if we'd quit hating people for their skin color or their religion and go back to hating people for what they like on their pizza. All right, man.
Okay.
Glad y'all enjoyed me. And that's it for now. Y'all keep rocking, okay? And I'll keep thinking and stuff. Later, dudes.
Deep Thoughts is brought to you by Hargrave's Meated Pot Product, because it's 420 somewhere.
Did you say 420?
Morning, Big Show's on the radio. Salute to our research scientists here at the Big Show. Get in the bid box and suggest featured tracks for your John Boy and Billy album. Got to have a Crocodile Stalker on it. Here's one for the holiday. The Croc Stalker search for the Easter Bunny. Keyword, Easter Bunny. When you hit the bid box at thebigshow.com. All right, then. Let's do it.
Animal Channel presents The Crocodile Stalker. Traveling around the world in search of exotic wildlife, then annoying the crap out of them. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, love, and good day. Your old pal Steve here. Winter's icy grip is finally loosened and spring is in the air. What a gorgeous day. Real shirt sleeve weather. Today we're here in the domesticated wilds of suburbia. Our mission is a bit on the odd side, to prove once and for all the existence of one of the truly rare critters, the Easter Bunny. Most folks don't realize that the Easter Bunny predates Christianity. He was held up as a symbol of fertility and new life during the spring season. But he certainly is a bloody generous bunny, hopping about, filling kids' baskets with all sorts of treats and goodies. And we're going to be lying in wait to catch him in the act. The sun is finally just dipped below the horizon, and before long, the Easter Bunny will be making his rounds. We got a perfect hiding spot in the hedge here, and the trap is set. Several empty baskets lying around, that'll keep him busy. A handful of organic carrots to refuel his tank, and if he plays hard to get, we've got several of these taser traps lying around. They look like bear traps, but when the jaws clamp down, they give him a taser blast of 50,000 volts. No worries, kiddos, these are perfectly harmless. They'll help the old Easter Bunny take a nice little nap while your Uncle Steve staples this tracking sensor into his ear. Totally painless. And as a last resort, I've got some rare Easter Bunny pheromones in this little glass vial. If he gets too shy, I'll just pop the cork on this bottle. If he's as hot to trot as the legend says he is, one sniff and he'll come running for true. I'll just stick this in my back pocket for safekeeping.
Oh, wow.
Heads up. Don't move. Something's mucking about just out there beyond the fence. Whatever it is, it's pretty bloody big. Whoa, there he is. Crikey, he's huge. He's got to be at least 7 feet tall. 9 feet if you count the ears. He's a real beauty. His snow-white fur shines in the moonlight. And he cleared that fence in one flawless hop. Blimey, he's filling those baskets like a champ. Gonna be a bonzer Easter morning for these kids. Uh-oh. Stepped on a twig. Gave away my position. I think he knows we're here. Yeah, that's a big 10-4, good buddy. He's on to us. Okay, I'm gonna take a chance and I'm gonna step out into the open. Easy, big boy. I'm not gonna hurt you. I just want to get a look at you. Oh, he's bloody spectacular. Look at those powerful hind legs. Big soft paws. He's a beauty. Oh, he's terrified, bless him. No worries, mate. Easy does it. I'll be out of your hair in just a minute. I'm afraid he's going to bolt. Now I'm going to keep advancing on him until he backs into those taser traps. That's right, boy. Old Steve is your friend. Just back up a bit. Farther. And... it's got him! Oops. He doesn't sound happy one bit. Crikey! There's claws in those paws! And they are sharp. I only hope he doesn't bite. Really not my night. My only chance is to jump on his back, tag that ear, and run for it. Here goes. I'm inches away from getting that tag in his ear. Got it. Just in time. I'm losing my grip. Oh. Oh. Wow. I can't believe my luck. I totally missed the taser traps. But I did land on something sharp. Oh, I landed on that vial of Easter Bunny pheromones. I hope he doesn't get a whiff. Ooh, easy, big boy. I'm a bloke. Yeah, what would the missus think?
Mama.
Yikes.
Tune in again next week for another episode of... The Crocodile Stalker. Maybe.
Oof. At least he left me these huge chocolate Easter eggs. Yeah, that's not chocolate.
Bedbox is here. All your favorites from four decades of the Big Show. 99 cents each. 15 for $9.99. Buy them once. Play them anywhere. Shop the Bedbox online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
Miss any Big Show today? Don't let that happen. Catch it up. John Mobility Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Hi, y'all. Great rest of your day. See you on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.